Hello, Dakota Territory. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to this Red Shirt Friday edition of Dakota Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Loose Tails Food Link Chuck Wagon. Then and only then, we will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look for the. We will look at the news stories of the day. But at the end of the journey, it is going to be up to you, not Aaron Magnum, up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living in a little piece of heaven. I had the opportunity to be on the Dakota Morning Show this morning with Michael Bell, and I kind of threw Emmons County under the bus. So I thought we should have a presence from Emmons County, Aaron Magnum, County Commissioner. How are you?
Good, Trent. How are you?
I had no idea what I was walking into, by the way. So I'm perfect. Thanks for asking. I mean, I'm spending too much time looking at my computer talking, but I need to get more work done, Kelly tells me. But other than that, I'm perfect.
Well, but you always got to wonder if you're getting enough work done for your wife, because as soon as it looks like you're not busy, they find something for you to do. So
no, trust me, that is not a wonder that I ever have, because I know on a regular basis, I'm not getting enough done for my wife.
Well, I always tell my dad, I don't know how you get anything done, because every time we ever talk to you, you're driving to some state somewhere and it's like, doesn't the guy have animal? How does he get anything done? So
I'm married. Well, that's the answer to the question.
Well, she must be a saint. That's good.
She is. She's got a halo and all. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, you have a death in your family. My condolences and thoughts to the entire Magnum family, Aaron.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, my mother's mom, my grandma Schmidt, she passed away on Monday. So we have a funeral this afternoon, but it's all right. She was, she's in a better place now, and she was in tough shape at the end, and we'll get through it, but appreciate the thought.
Thank you. Well, God bless all the family members, and it's a celebration of life. They come far too often, too many times. So Aaron, let's talk about Emmons County, because I often talk about the importance of the local aspect. And whenever I do that, my focus, and that's why I went to Lytton in my little conversation today, was that every time I hear what comes out of your county commission meeting, it's like, that's the right way to do things. What's going on in Emmons County right now?
Well, you know, I think the big thing we have going on in Emmons County is we just, you know, we got some good commissioners. You know, we have some good people that step forward and participate in the process, and we get good feedback from people, and we try and do the best we can to, you know, represent our people. That's what I feel the Emmons County Commission has done a pretty good job of. I mean, are we perfect? No, we're like any other entity. We make mistakes. There's no doubt about it. But when it comes to things like property rights, I think we've been on the right side of pretty much everything. And so that's where we kind of become a hot button issue for those that we're impacting, because they want to label us as environmentalists. They want to label us as extremists. They want to label us as people who are misinformed or spreading misinformation. When all the while, all we're doing is what everybody wants their elected officials to do. You go to a meeting, or you send a text or an email, or you call someone and you go, hey man, this is a problem. I would like it addressed. And we're addressing it. That's literally, if you want to get down to the basic nuts and bolts of it, that's what Emmons County's doing. Our commission really wasn't even involved in the pipeline, for specifically the Summit pipeline, obviously, is kind of the big topic. But, you know, we're just like, hey, we heard about this project that's coming through. Once information comes through, we'll have to make some kind of a decision. Landowners were coming to us long before we knew a lot about stuff, telling us about problems, the way they were being treated, the way they were being threatened. And we did what most of our constituents wanted, which was respond, you know, and try and protect our landowners.
It's pretty perplexing to me, Aaron. If you look at what, just let's talk about North Dakota. If you look at what has taken place and the massive amount of money that has been presented to lay a pipeline, the pipeline of death, I'll call it. And usually when there's money involved, you get quite a bit of buy-in, and the people who aren't directly paid are upset and blah, blah, blah. But you look at what happened at the state convention in Fargo just 2 weeks ago, just a little over a week ago, and you had such an overwhelming support for a resolution that said the people of North Dakota don't want this. And yet, it's like the people who are elected just charge right past that, and it's like, don't matter what they think. In fact, in South Dakota, I witnessed Roger Chase, who represents three counties, Beetle County being one, Spink County and being two, and he point blank said, but the people in my district don't want this, but I know what's better for them than they do. That is not the representative republic that our founding fathers penned up for us to be a part of. And I know that that's not the sentiment you and your fellow commissioners in Emmons County have. So we have to figure out how to replicate what's going on there and take it across not just North Dakota or the Northern Great Plains, but the entire country.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I kind of like to listen to Jordan Peterson. I'm sure you're probably familiar with him.
Familiar.
Is, you know, and I'm not advocating one way or the other, and he's right on everything, but he's got some real good truths a lot of times because he's very blunt. And the one thing he said the other day I was listening, he said that conflict avoided is conflict multiplied. And it makes so much sense because I think when it comes to this climate change hoax, even the oil and gas and the coal industry, everybody's kind of been avoiding the conflict. Like, well, if we just do this, they'll leave us alone and we can do what we want. Well, now we have to do this and then they'll leave us alone. It, you know what, once we figure this out, then we got it solved, and it's never the case. And the conflict keeps multiplying because we're avoiding the conflict. The conflict is we don't believe in climate change and we're not going to take it anymore. And I think that's the stance Emmons County has taken, is we're just not avoiding the conflict anymore. We're just going, you know what? They're going to be awkward meetings, whether we agree or disagree anyway. Let's just have the awkward meetings. Let's just have them. Let's have the public hearings. Let's go in front of people. Let's tell them what we do and don't believe and what we do and don't want. And if they don't want to listen to us, then get out of here. And I mean, those are the conversations that need to get had, is the not what can we do to make this go away, but what can we do to just let people know that we're not afraid of this conflict. We're not afraid of arguing it. And we're not afraid to stand for what we believe in. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, it frustrates me because the link we have, especially on this conversation now, is that yesterday on the Michael Bell show, he had Scott Hennin on, and this Friends of Ag and Energy is such a load of malarkey because.
Thank you for using the right terminology instead of getting us in trouble.
Hey, I'm a plumber. I have to watch my language. I can throw it around with the best of them. But, you know, it insinuates now that if you're not with them, you're not a friend of Ag and Energy, which is such a load of crud. I mean, you even know on our county commission, we have Craig Miller on our county commission. I mean, the man milks cows, builds fence. He's Ag conservative patriot as you get. I mean, so to insinuate that we're like members of an environmental extremist organization because we don't go along with this scenario that we have to play into carbon capture, or we're not friends of Ag and Energy, is such a joke. We feel like we're the friends of the Ag and Energy, and the other guys are just selling them out. Temporary relief, temporary avoidance of the conflict. That's what they're doing.
And I hear that Emmons County only has $1 million a year budget. You're a pretty poor county.
I tell you what, if we ran on $1 million budget, we would be heroes. I don't disagree with that. But yeah, I've been 6 years. I've been chairman for the last three. I haven't had a budget under $8 million. And this year, our appropriated budget, which obviously there's some state and federal dollars coming to that too, but some of the projects we have appropriated for, we're at $10.5 million. So, but see, that whole misinformation there, that's to make us sound like we're this podunk, desperate county that only fools would ignore a project like this. And even their comment with it was that we must be anti-revenue. We have one of the biggest wind farms in the state. Now, I'm not a fan of it, but it exists. And we have the Dakota Access Pipeline. We have the pumping station for the Dakota Access Pipeline, all which were projects there that were heavily supported by the county commission. We have the Northern Border Natural Gas Pipeline, which supplies natural gas to Litton. It's been a huge blessing. It's been good for the schools and stuff. I mean, the list goes on of projects and revenues that come into Emmons County. I always tell people we're one of the biggest energy counties that doesn't actually drill oil or mine coal, because we have wind, we have natural gas, we have the oil pipeline, we have the Missouri River. We're irrigating on the Missouri River. We're not some activist county that doesn't like projects. We just don't believe in communist carbon capture.
Well, We can't agree on everything all the time, Aaron. Other than that little wind subsidized development thing you got going on, you're doing a pretty good job. Aaron Magrum, we got to take a break. Dakota Trails and Tales on a Red Shirt Friday. We're back with a few final thoughts from Emmons County after this. Well, in today's world, many people are talking about nitric oxide as a part of healthy living, but Dr. Nathan Bryan steps in here because how do we know the difference between one nitric oxide supplement and another one, Nathan?
Well, there's several things you look for. Is the people that are formulated or backing that product ever published a paper in the nitric oxide literature? Do they know anything about the basic enzymology and biochemistry of nitric oxide? Because here's what people do. Put a lot of ingredients in a bag or in a capsule and call it nitric oxide. You have to understand how the human body makes nitric oxide. You got to understand what goes wrong in people that can't make it. And then you got to provide product technology that actually fixes the reason you can't make nitric oxide. If you're low in testosterone, you don't give precursors or things because you've lost the ability to produce testosterone. What do? You actually give the actual molecules. Same thing with women with hormone replacement.
Full details and order the product at no2u.com. That's N-O, number two, letter U.com. Put Trend as your coupon code and I pay the shipping. Wait a minute, that's not good. Welcome back. Dakota Territory, the journey Dakota Trails and Tales continues here. Aaron Magrum, chairman of the Emmons County Commissioners, joining us. I want to put some numbers to something that you said. You were quoting Jordan Peterson, but as you said, it's the philosophy that you have lived by as a commissioner. And I agree. I've watched it. That's not just lip service. I've watched you do this. In 2007, I spoke for the Lignite Energy Council and have had a fantastic relationship with the Lignite Energy Council. I am the number one supporter of coal as a reliable source of electricity. But I scolded them a bit, Aaron, in 2007. I scolded them because, you know, Beulah had just come online and people were starting to talk about clean coal. Okay, well, if there's clean coal, does that mean there's dirty coal? Well, no, there should. And I said, you should not distinguish clean coal from dirty coal because that will never benefit anybody. In 2007, 57% of the electricity generated in the United States was from coal. And now after, and the EPA verifies all of this. You can go look on the Department of Energy, the EPA website. Since 1987, the coal-fired power plants have scrubbed their coal. They've scrubbed their emissions. And they now are producing clean coal. Clean energy from clean coal. And they've reduced since 1987, they've reduced CO2 emissions by 27%, sulfur oxide emissions by 87%, nitrous oxide emissions by 92%. So, in all practical purposes, anybody could say this is a tremendous success story, except from 2007 to 2024, we've gone from 57% of our electricity generated by coal to now less than 25%. And one other example. In 2005, the renewable fuel standard was passed, and it was to give a subsidy to ethanol producers because, and you can go right to the Department of Energy, we're going to invest in clean fuel because we want to reduce emissions. We want to secure a domestic supply of fuel instead of importing imported oil and all of these other things about how wonderful that ethanol was for the environment. And now they're being told that if you don't put your CO2 into a pipeline and spend 30% of the energy you produce to put it, compress it and put it in the pipeline, we're going to put you out of business. My point in both of those stories is exactly what you just said. If you continue to comply and think, well, we'll just do this and then they'll let us operate, you will die a slow bleed out instead of, and that's exactly what we see happening right now. You put your foot down and you say, no. We're doing the right thing for the consumers of this country. And when it comes to coal, you cannot get a more reliable, low-cost energy supply than coal-fired power plants. But they're not doing it. And that's where I have a problem.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the Lignite Energy Council, too, because I worked at the Falkirk mine for 8 years. I mined coal. I was a coal miner for 8 years. And that's something that, you know, when they hear Emmons County down here, they think we don't know anything about energy. But I know exactly what a mind-to-mouth operation is. I worked over at the GRE power plant. I could probably name drop 20 names of people that work around there, and they were some of the they're some of my best friends still. They're great people. It's a great place to work, a great industry to be in. I feel like I'm supporting coal as much as a county commissioner in Emmons County trying to keep this carbon capture junk out of here than I did when I worked at the coal mine. And I mean, I golfed in Coal Pack, the Lignite Energy Council's fundraising events at Apple Creek Country Club. I golfed with all them guys and hung out with them, and they're good people. And that's, I think the Lignite Energy Council is kind of leading that industry astray a little bit, because they, like you said, not maybe intentionally or me, but they're, well, if we do this, you guys don't understand. All we have to do is figure this out and then we can do our jobs. And it's like, maybe sometimes the best thing to do is just go, you know what? We're not going along with this no more. And there might be some hardships with that. You might have to shut a light switch off or two from time to time to let people get the message that, hey, we get to say what goes on a little bit around here too. We don't have to just follow everything. But I'll lead into one little point, and that was when I was at the mine, and I don't remember which presidential election it was, if it was 08 or 12 when I was out there. And Bob Benson, who was the president of North American Coal, came up from Dallas, Texas, and he was going around and he was basically giving us a dire warning that, hey, you know, this election has consequences. These elections have consequences. And he had a picture that he brought up on the screen, and it was a wind turbine. And he pointed at it and he said, no matter what they tell you, no matter what angle they try to come from, this is not your friend. They're trying to take your job. And I never forgot that. I never, because it's like, he basically warned us that they're going to tell you these wind towers are going to help, and oh, they can team up with coal and baseload power, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to take your job. The solar farm they wanted to build in Emmons County was on the main transmission line coming from Leland Olds. They admitted to us they wanted to put it on the same lines as coal to help with baseload. No, they didn't. It was a little bighorn. It was the Alamo. They're trying to surround them so they can put them out of business. And we knew that, and we didn't support it. I feel like we've defended coal more from Emmons County than sometimes even the Lignite Energy Council has.
I would agree you have. And I've had a great working relationship with Lignite Energy, but it's time to draw a line in the sand. I'm here to tell you. Aaron, thanks for continuing to be a true patriot and a dedicated servant to the people of Emmons County.
Well, I appreciate your time and giving people a platform to speak, because Lord knows they're getting harder and harder to find.
It's just too bad you don't have a good knife in your house to be able to cut your meat with. With that, we say A to Z without the use of GPS technology, the journey Dakota trails and tails. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. I'll explain that later to y'all.